Faith has emailed us a picture of a tree. She wanted to know what it was she was looking at. And Jay, you think it is an ash tree?
Sure looks like it to me, from what I can tell, the leaf structure and pattern, and looks like some type of ash. Which variety of ash, I don't really
know.
That
was my next question. How many different varieties of ash?
There's quite a few, a number of them that don't grow here. But we have a native Arizona ash, called Arizona ash, obviously. That's a native tree here. It grows in riparian areas along stream beds in the low desert. That's a great tree for here.
My neighbor's got two in his front lawn, and you can see it from about 2 miles away. They're easily 40 feet tall, and they've just got this beautiful canopy. And what really sticks out is this fall time. It's the first thing that changes color on the entire
big golden, orangish yellow. Yeah. It's stark contrast with, you don't get a lot of color, fall color here. So it's fun to see an Arizona ash or a Chinese. The Chinese pistachios this year are very pretty, and they're turning right now. So, yeah, a little fall color now and then is kind of nice.
And somebody sending in that image, they're obviously looking to plant a tree. For a deciduous tree, is that, you said that riparian area, is that something that's going to be pretty water thirsty? Is there?
Well, ash trees are a little bit water thirsty. I mean, you don't want to stick them out in a granite xeriscape landscape. They need to be probably in a grassy area or a little pocket of your landscape, you know. So keep that in mind. Where are you planting the tree? How big does it get? What are its water requirements? You know, we see that a lot with purple leaf plums, people putting them in rock, and then the survival rate on those is very low. And the same way with ash. They sunburn pretty badly if they're not getting enough water. Probably ought to paint the trunks anyway on a new ash tree or wrap it.
This picture, it did look like that bark was pretty...
pretty blackened, yeah, pretty damaged. Tree over the years, people over-prune them, don't water them enough, put them in a rock landscape. Probably not the best tree for that. It's a tree that needs to be in Arcadia or, you know, Central Phoenix, or that's where you
something
see the really
irrigation.
Nice ones. Flood irrigation or in a grassy area where it gets plenty of water.
And you had mentioned paint. That's not something that you go buy your exterior latex paint from.
You want to use a formulated tree paint. Yeah, and there are some natural, or is a natural colored one. If you don't want the white trunk sitting out in your front yard, go natural tree paint. It's called. It's available at most of the nurseries around town, and you can't even tell there's tree paint on it from a distance. So that's the one I really like. The white works great. It works fine.
It just doesn't look
just,
like.
It just looks like, you know, it kind of, if I don't want the focal point of my whole landscape to be that one tree trunk in the middle of my front yard.
And you have to reapply it if it's a new tree. I painted our ash tree when they were, you know, 3 years old, and that only lasted about 2 years. By the,
I say
the
a year, year or two or three, the bark grows, or it just like any paint, it comes off. So, yeah, keep it painted. And if you're adverse to painting, you can wrap with breathable materials. They make tree wrap, which is, you know, comes in a roll, and you just wrap it on like an ace bandage around your sprained elbow, but you just kind of wrap it. And that works fine. It doesn't last as long typically. It deteriorates pretty rapidly.
That is something that's hard when you're managing your trees, too. People trim them up, and they're trying to get them to grow tall and do shade. So many of them are trying to bring their branches down to shade their trunk as a way to protect from the sun. You know, it's not that the tree's growing bad. It's growing to protect itself. And we constantly trim it up and trim it up. And
well, and a lot of things that we're doing that too really aren't technically true. Like citrus is really a shrub. It grows bushy. It grows to the ground for a reason. It does not have a lot of sclerified tissue, which becomes bark. As we know it, like an oak tree does. So, you know, those smooth skin trees, or really shrubs that we're turning into trees, really need to be protected if you're gonna trim them up. And I understand that you're having them in a lawn. You want to have lawn underneath. You want to be able to use the space, but you need to protect the plant.
And it is 8:20. Real quick, generally speaking, we have a pair of tickets that we give away, and we do that at 9:20. But we had three different sets of tickets this week.
Uh-oh.
So we're going to do it all 3 hours from here through all the rest of the broadcast.
Awesome.
This one is for ASU basketball tickets. Let's see. It is – and the trivia question, you text the answer to 411-923, and anyone that has the answer right between now and – the end of this programming segment here in about 2.5 minutes. You'll be picked at random, and we'll send you the tickets. This is for January's third game. It's a 2 o'clock. It's not first pitch in basketball. What are you doing?
Tip-off.
2 o'clock tip-off. What high school did Rosie attend here in Arizona?
Oh, I know that.
I was going to say, you can't cheat. That answer is in our home maintenance calendar. It's actually in the month of April. That's Rosie's high school picture is featured there. If you don't have our home maintenance calendar, it's at rosieonthehouse.com. Just select calendar, select April, and you'll see it right there. What? And you were 1 year?
Two years behind. Mm-hmm.
2 year boss.
Same school, so if you know mine, you know his. So, which I don't know why anybody would know it.
Did,
but
did y'all play football together?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Who was the better player?
You'll have to ask Rosie that. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Well, and Rosie will tell you.
I don't want to go on record.
It was Jay Harper. Rosie will tell you that. He got benched by the underclassmen. And your running record was there 30 years before it was broken, something?
I don't know.
Something like that.
But I think one of my brothers broke it. It's been broken a lot since. Chaparral wasn't very Oops. We'll see who's listening. We weren't very good in those days. It's a powerhouse now, but it was easy to set records.
Well, and in that time, that was the edge of town.
Oh, yeah, it was a country school, you know. It was people rode horses to school class. No, not really, but you could have. It was, you could see it sitting out there all by itself in the middle of the desert. So. Well, so much for that trivia.
We'll still give the tickets away. And the Outdoor Living Hour with Jay Harper. Anything about your garden landscape? We've talked through winter lawn transition. We helped Faith pick a tree out. You had mentioned citrus a minute ago. We're hoping for a freeze, and your citrus can freeze.
Particularly the fruit. The trees themselves, it's got to get really cold to damage trees, you know, but what you want to do is, if it's going to get super duper cold, right now is when most of our citrus fruits are ripening. I just picked some tangerines and tangelos yesterday and last night. They're getting good, you know, and the cold is what gets that color to the fruit, but the fruit is what you don't want to get damaged with a hard freeze.
And to protect that, we'll have a couple ideas and ways to do that. And the most important thing is, if you're going to use a frost cloth or something that you need to go out and get, don't wait till the freeze, because by the time the freeze happens, you can't find those anywhere.
Yeah, it'll be gone.
Stores clear out in seconds.